Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. In trying to understand the recent horror in eastern Ukraine and the Gaza Strip, there's a part of me that wants to assign clear and unequivocal blame. What side is wrong and what side is right? Who is the good guy? Who is the villain? This is a strong urge, as it may be in others as well. But the reality is different. Those conflicts are complicated, and the truths associated with them are difficult to ascertain. Looking at social media and the internet can leave you confused. There is interpretation, doubt, uncertainty, spin, confusion. Now, this does not mean that I'm embracing a false balance or a false equivalence argument. That would be intellectually lazy. But I do understand the feeling that many might have on these conflicts. The impulse to throw up your arms and say, forget it. I don't know whose side is right. Hell, at this point, I can't even tell who the responsible party is. Whether it is the downing of Malaysia Air Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine or the bombing of the UN shelter in northern Gaza. Moreover, were these incidents tragic mistakes, or deliberate attempts by one side, or even a portion of a side, for an advantage? Let's be clear. There should be independent investigations of these incidents so that responsibility can be assigned to those horrific acts. Killing airline passengers and people fleeing their homes for safety is sickening. But let's get to the bigger picture. Too often in war, people in power begin to lose touch with their humanity. They forget what they have in common with other human beings. National survival crowds out the tragic consequences of their acts in pursuance of it. So let's take a minute and remember at least some of the victims in these war zones. A Palestinian, an Israeli, a Russian, a Ukrainian, and a Dutch woman. The Palestinian, a child, 2-year-old Rizek Ahmed El Hayek. The Israeli, a soldier, 20-year-old Eitan Barak. The Russian, a cameraman, 68-year-old Anatoly Klyon. The Ukrainian, a convict, 30-year-old Alexei Pichko. The Dutch woman, a graduate student, 25-year-old Caroline Kaiser. The Palestinians and the Israelis need to live side by side with each other. So do the Russians and the Ukrainians. How does killing each other to gain an advantage lead to long-term security for either side? So now the $64,000 question, who or what has the credibility to act as a mediator in these conflicts? That's a hard question to answer, but let's get thinking on it. The more the casualties, the more difficult peace becomes. Thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.